to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, and I'm here to tell you a story. It's a story of two different people. Now, what if I asked you a question and put it to you this way? So there's two people in a room. One is arrogant and cocky and just standoffish to other people. And one is super friendly and really nice and positive and upbeat and smiling. Who would you tend to gravitate toward? I would think it'd be the second one, right? So what is it about the story I'm going to tell you that makes me gravitate towards the first guy? Well, let's take a little break and then we'll talk about it. So here we go. So as you know, by the title of this episode, we're talking about Tiger Woods. But let me tell you a story about Tiger Woods and another golfer named Phil Mickelson. Now, if you know golf, you know that Tiger is or was very arrogant, standoffish, basically that number one guy that we were talking about. And Phil is the number two guy, the friendly, outgoing, personable, smiling for the cameras, smiling at people. And don't get me wrong, I like Phil. I root for Phil all the time. I still do, and I did back then. But when it came to him versus Tiger, I always root for Tiger. So when I got a chance to go to see both of them at Quail Hollow Golf Course in North Carolina, in Charlotte, this was around 2007, 8, 9, something like that, something around that area, because that's when I lived there, first of all, and my friend, my best friend, he would get free tickets from his business to go see them, to go see the tournament on the last day on Sunday every year. So he took us, my wife and I, to the first one we went to, and that had both Tiger and Phil. And then we went a couple years after that as well. So this first year, I'd never really been to a big tournament before. I'd been to one like a long, long time ago when I was a kid up north, and the biggest name there was Fuzzy Zeller. I remember that because my dad took me and because there weren't a lot of big golfers back then besides Jack Nicklaus. That was around my time, Tom Watson. That was when I was growing up, those guys. And now there's many, obviously, different names and bigger names, things like that. Not that there's a whole lot bigger than those two. But we really want to see Tiger and Phil and all the other good golfers there as well. But those two, of course, the main two. And my friend had been there a few years before that. Just every year he'd go, and he knew the tricks and tips of how to get close to the golfers, how to get in good spots. And so he's like, watch this. Okay, we stood at the back of the first green, and he knew exactly where to stand because when they kind of parted the seas for the golfers, they had these ropes, and two officials or volunteers or somebody would take the ropes, and they'd basically tell us to get out of the way and make way for the golfers. And Tiger walked by. I mean, he walked by so close, I could reach out and touch him. I'm not kidding you. But when he walked by us, it was weird. It was like, I wanted to even say, hey, go Tiger. I was too afraid to say that. I mean, he was right next to me and I like froze up. Everything was quiet. Nobody wanted to say anything. He had that look on his face. Like, don't talk to me. Don't touch me. Don't come near me. And he like took my breath away. Like I couldn't say a word. It was unbelievable. I mean, it was really cool. Don't get me wrong, but it was unreal. The kind of almost power he possessed over me and everybody that was right there, honestly, nobody said a word. He was right next to us. And contrast that with Phil, we went to hole four and we just kind of watched people come through there. And Phil, when he came by, he was like talking to people. He gave a little girl a golf ball. He was smiling. He was happy. He was, you know, just chatting it up with people. And again, I like Phil, nothing wrong with Phil. But I always found myself rooting for Tiger, like always, through all the stuff, through the scandals, you know, the marital stuff, the painkiller stuff, even right now, he just got into an accident not that long ago. I mean, it's just all this stuff. And I still root for Tiger all the time. It's unbelievable. So how did we get there? How did Tiger become so famous and so incredible and so likable to many people. My wife doesn't like him anymore since the marital stuff. But anyways, most people gravitate towards Tiger. He makes the golf game special when he's there. And he's not there as much anymore. But when he's there, it's magical. So how did we get there? Like, how did he get to this place where he is phenomenal and famous and one of the best ever? Because that's what I really want to talk about, is how is he a game changer? So let's talk about it. Let's think about this. Now, as a disclaimer, I have pretty much listened to and read everything I've possibly been able to get on Tiger Woods. He just fascinates me. And I'm not an expert on him at all by any means, and I probably should have taken better notes as I've been reading all these books. But I went back and took kind of the highlight, the cliff notes of his life and what you could teach your students about him and just what we can learn from him. So first of all, he's been golfing since he was, well, you could almost say in the crib, because his father put golf clubs and balls in the crib, things like that. But basically since around two, he was swinging a golf club. I mean, even before that, it seems like. And he was actually on the Michael Douglas show. He putted against Bob Hope when he was a kid. He was like 3 years old or something like that. He was on That's Incredible, which I loved as a kid. It just, those of you who are too young to know what that is, I will explain. There was just, every episode would have people, like every week, there would be an episode of people doing these amazing things. And he was on there at his golf swing when he was, I believe around three. And he was pushed hard by his father. And his mother was his rock as well. I mean, they pushed him. They were definitely parents that wanted the best for their son, which is understandable. But they really pushed him to do the best in golf. And, you know, he was winning tournaments when he was like 5, 6, 7 years old against kids that were like 12 and up. I mean, he was just dominating these kids. And he won the Junior World 6 times. He won the U.S. Junior Amateur 3 times, which is a record. These are both records. The one time he made a miraculous comeback, it was just in a playoff against some guy I've never heard of before, which goes to show you kind of what happens after Tiger beat you. And, you know, this all before he even turned pro. I mean, he was already amazing. I remember hearing about him before he turned pro. Like, this kid's coming up, this kid named Tiger Woods. It's kind of like we hear about that in baseball. I remember hearing about Bryce Harper for a couple of years before he ever turned pro or ever made it to the major leagues. I mean, we just hear about these phenomena. I remember hearing about LeBron James when he was in high school. And, you know, just, I remember his games being pay-per-view in high school. I never heard that before. That was LeBron James. And I'm like, wow, how does this happen? And it's just amazing, his accomplishments. And when he announced he was turning pro, I mean, everybody wanted to sign him. I mean, Nike obviously did. And he got tons of endorsements, things like that, because everybody knew he was going to be phenomenal. And it's not only that, it's his work ethic. I mean, he was 21 years old when he won the Masters in 1997, and that's still a record. He won by, I believe it was like 12 strokes. I mean, the final round on Sunday, he was just going through the motions. I mean, the whole day was a coronation on Tiger Woods. I mean, he's done so much for the game. He has too many titles we can even talk about. It's just, and we're not going to get into every single title or every single thing. That's not why. That's not why I've always rooted for him. That's not why he's the best. None of these things would stop him. The infidelity, the injuries, these substance abuse, you know, things that he had in the past, they couldn't stop his comebacks. And he's had many, many comebacks. I mean, this guy was number one in the world for 281 consecutive weeks. Again, by far a record. He tied Sam Snead's record for 82 wins ever. And that's, I mean, he still has a chance to break that. You know, what is it though? It's his power. It's his grit. It's his greatness. It's his focus. It's his determination. It's the comebacks. That's why we root for him. That's why I root for him. In his last major that he won before the big, big comeback in 2019, he played with a broken leg and he won. And he actually had to go an extra day into a playoff. I mean, on a broken leg, you could see him in so much pain. He could barely walk and he won. I mean, he's just had so much that's happened publicly too. I mean, if somebody's marriage collapses privately, that's one thing and it's not a good thing. But he did that in public, and it's his own fault, admittingly. But he did it in public, and he came back from that. And then he had a DUI a few years ago on pain meds, and he came back from that to win the Masters, which we'll talk about in a moment. I mean, it's the comebacks. It's that comeback story that we love to see in movies, we love to hear about in history, and that is why he is the best ever. Now, if you ever get a chance to watch or rewatch the 2019 Masters, I suggest you do it. It is incredible. It is on ESPN Plus, I believe, still. And again, I've always rooted for him. And most people, you know, thought he would never win another major. I mean, it was 10 years between majors for him. You know, it was just incredible. Hole 13 on the final day, there were a ton of people that were in contention. Well, not maybe not a ton, but there was a good five or six in contention. I mean, big names like Brooks Koepka was in there. And the guy who kept beating him over the past, you know, few years, this Molinari is his name. And all these guys on hole 13, it's a short par three, almost all put in the water. And it's incredible to watch. And he made it on the green. And they all basically fell after that. And he just kept going and going and going. And he made one of the greatest comebacks ever. I mean, he could barely walk before that, a couple of years before that. He had five back surgeries. He had back fusion surgery. I mean, he could barely move. He actually told, I believe it was Greg Norman at one of the Masters dinners, that he was done. He couldn't even walk. He just wanted to be able to play with his kids. And he came back to win the 2019 Masters. And something like that is just amazing. I can't stress it enough. And now he's going to have to go through again another comeback after basically breaking or shattering his ankle. And it's hard to tell exactly what happened. But in the car accident he just had recently, he's had pins and screws and all this stuff put in his legs. So I want to see him come back again. And I hope you do too. He is just phenomenal. And he is a game changer. And it is Tiger Woods. But now I want to tell you about our cowbell tip of the day. So before I begin our tip of the day, I do want to tell you about something I discussed on a separate long ago episode on a kind of a Five Boomer Friday, something like that. The Tiger Woods Project. If you can get it, it's from the Golf Channel. It's basically Tiger Woods selecting clubs because he was a free agent after Nike decided not to do the clubs anymore, basically golf balls or golf clubs. And it was Tiger testing out clubs. And I don't want to take a lot of time on that, but you need to see that because he was just so meticulous about going through the clubs. I mean, he could tell when something's off by like a millimeter or off by just a tiny little gram or fraction of a gram. I mean, he could tell these things and just how he would test these clubs and make sure he would hit his exact numbers. It was just amazing to watch. I watched it like three times. It was incredible. But I also want to talk about things you could talk about with your students, particularly your PE students, because that's what this is about. Okay. I put these out to hopefully inspire you as a PE teacher, if that's who you are listening to this. So some of the things he did, obviously, he broke tons of records. I mean, he just, you could argue he's the greatest of all time. I mean, you could put Palmer and Nicklaus and maybe a couple others in there, but by the numbers and by what he did, he's the greatest of all time. He broke color barriers. I mean, some of these clubs wouldn't even allow him in until he was a professional. And then he broke color barriers for other people as well. It was, you know, many, many tournaments would not allow people of color in, and he broke that barrier. Another thing that happened because he started winning was the course designers would have to tiger-proof their courses. They had to make them longer. They added more trees because he was just out driving and out playing everybody. It wasn't even close. You know, he showed what's possible with fitness in golf. I mean, he became Mr. Kind of muscular fit golfer, which we had never seen before, really. I mean, he made golf cool for kids. I mean, I think that's the main thing. He got more people into golf and more people watching golf than ever before. And I just think that's amazing. So it's not just the stats. It's the comeback. It's the things he did for golf. It's the grit. It's the determination. It's the hard work. It's owning your craft. And that's why I think he is just the greatest of all time. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Hopefully, you found this episode enlightening, maybe something you use in your class to talk about with your students, just have conversations with them, or show them video of Tiger Woods, because it's just something they need to see and learn about so they can see what it takes to be the greatest of all time, the GOAT in golf. That is him. So please leave a review. Just click on the link in the episode notes to leave a 4 or 5 star review. Hopefully, if this made you think, laugh, learn anything to add to your PE program, I do appreciate it. And you, PE Nation, have a great, wonderful day. Let's keep pushing our profession forward.